we're going to call this meeting to order. Before we start down, I want to welcome everybody this evening. And I want to encourage you, there, I see an indication. Our microphones are about 5 feet away, and I'm told that they're going to work. But if they don't, or if somebody is saying something and you don't hear them, please just wave your arm or something, because we don't have any level checks here to know how much we have to project in order to be heard. So if hearing us becomes an issue in the audience here, let me know. Okay? I invite you all to stand, and the Homer High School Swing Choir is going to perform the national anthem. Statement. Somebody got it up. I neglected to assign somebody. Mr. Holt, this is your last meeting.
My last chance. Okay. The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to empower all learners to positively shape their futures.
Ms. Trestler, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Anderson?
He is excused.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Ilk?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Here.
Mr. Navarre?
Here.
Mrs. Bodnar?
Present.
Mr. Arnett?
Here. We have a quorum. You have before you the agenda as proposed for this evening. Are there any changes or additions, deletions from that agenda? Seeing none, is there any objection to approval of the agenda as written? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved as written. You have before you the minutes from the August meeting of the Board of Education. Are there any changes to those minutes? Seeing none, are there any objections to approval of those minutes? Seeing no objections, the minutes are approved as written. Awards and presentations. This isn't on the agenda, but we're going to make it up as we go along. Ms. Bodnar.
I have been given the wonderful pleasure of giving a present or presents to Mr. William, a.k.a. Bill Holt. And he's been on this. Would you stand, Bill? You got to embarrass you a little bit. You want to go up front? So this is Mr. Bill Holt, and he's been on the school board since 2008. This is his ninth year, and he has decided to step down, and we will sorely miss him. He's been an amazing asset to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. He brings unique, wonderful perspectives. He works hard for students. He's been on the OSAW board for years, and he's a good all-around wonderful man. And so this is from, well, and I need to tell you about the second one, so I'll give you the nice first one first. So this is the main vote. This is from the school district, and should we open it now, or? Yeah, you want to open it?
Sure, it's like Christmas. For my birthday. So am I supposed to save the wrapping paper?
Well, actually, I was going to say that, but you're not. I was going to fold it up. No. Well, I could use that bowl.
Doesn't support cloth.
It's probably a hit because I'm notoriously late. Well, it is a clock. So I can be on time finally for my retirement. Okay. Hey, thank you.
And this is from us, and this is the bowl. So I need to tell you a little bit more about Bill. I don't know if you know what he does up at Salteshi Trails for all the sporting events, but I'm sure most of you do because you either skied on that track or run on that track or done something up at Salteshi. This is the man who's made it happen and continues to make it happen. So I thought you were going to be here next month, so I just found out about this. So this is a gift from the school board, and it comes with a caveat, and you'll have to read the letter to everybody, or the little note, the little present that's in there. I had a difficult time. Okay, so read your uncard.
Oh, the places you'll go, but remember, we'll miss you so. This document entitles you, William, a.k.a. Bill Holt, to a piece of art from the artist of your choice. I'm really fond of Van Gogh.
Well, actually, I'm really surprised you brought it up.
Just let me know, the school board. So I'll buy a ticket to the Chicago Art Institute.
No,
I know there's one that's hung there.
That was a great segue. That's a great segue. I took an art class yesterday from Cook and LaKeeper. They had it up in Soldadna.
Oh.
And everybody did these beautiful paintings. And then here's one of the artists' daughter. I'm her mother, or one of the artists. And everybody came over and Cam said, "Oh my God, that looks like a Van Gogh." And I went, "What, in his later years?" So I will paint you a Van Gogh.
Oh.
So there. So we need to get together. So.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
goes to budget for another year.
That's more than a year.
School report, Somer High School, Mr. Wachlowski.
See the wonderful PowerPoint I have behind you. I just have a couple of things because I know people do not like to listen to principals at these meetings. So I'm just going to go over some quick data, and then we have another presentation from our choir and our student council president will be here to present something. So here's some data. Here's some Homer High students out by Bishop's Beach. So peak scores. I don't want to talk a lot about peak scores because that's just one little slice of why Homer High is doing very well. Our peak scores are very good. If you take a look at them, we're above the state and the district average and blah, blah, blah. Our kids are very smart, and they work really hard. But that, again, that's just one little slice. We have some indicators that we use. There's some nationally standardized and some indicators that the district looks at, and I like to look at all of them to see where Homer High is at. So here's one of them, 11th graders with Algebra 2. On the side is kind of the benchmark where you want it to be about 70%. We're at 72%. Again, these are benchmarks, not goals. We want to be around that. And if we're around all seven of them, then we're doing pretty good, I think. 9th graders with 6 credits, we're at 89%. We're not happy with that. Our goal is going to be over 90% this year, but still that's above the benchmark of 85% that we use. Percentage of seniors with 3 or better on AP test, industry certification, or college credit, the benchmark is 60%. We were right at 59%. I was looking at that list and trying to see if there was any one kid that we could get to get us up to the 60%, but that's great. We're right around where we want to be. Graduation rate, again, we're always above 90. I think we've been 94 or above since I've been here. And then students are participating in extracurricular activities. I think this is one of the things that we do very well at Homer High. And that's we have every year, it's right around 70, either 69.6% or 70.3%, right at 70%. Because we know that kids who are engaged in doing stuff will do better because they're more engaged and more tuned in to the school. So the other thing that I want to put in here, this is not an indicator, but this is quite a nice piece of data. These are students with our AP tests. If you notice, we're above 76%. I can't see it from here. It's a little bit blurry. But again, the other number there is the world average. And I want to thank Sean Dusick. If you look down here, we were way down at the bottom, which didn't make any sense because our kids scored very well on SAT, ACT, SBAs, whatever. But they gave us training for our AP teachers, and as all of our teachers got trained, you notice the upward trend. So thank you, Sean, for supporting us. So now I'd like to introduce the choir again, and they're going to do a quick, they said 2 minute or 2.5 minute, and then Abram has a couple words.
All right, as the choir sets up on stage, I just want to acknowledge these folks. Swing Choir is an audition group. Traditionally is a 10th through 12th grade group of students. They audition in the spring, and we move forward throughout the year. They're exceptionally active in the community. If you see kids from the school out in town singing chapel choir and all throughout the year, the first arrangement you heard this morning was of the National Anthem, arranged by Dee Chiron. The second arrangement was the Alaska Chamber Singers arrangement of Alaska's Flag, and you're going to hear now an arrangement of 3 Hungarian folk songs by Bela Bartok.
do need the PowerPoint back on.
Awesome. My name is Abram Salzman. I'm the student body president of Palmer High. I just have a few quick words for you guys. First, we'll start with the arts. Palmer High requires students to obtain 3 art credits in order to graduate, one creative art, one practical art, and one of choice. Often students actually end up taking more classes than just these required credits. This leads to skilled cooks, painters, welders, drawers, carpenters, potters, musicians, and even mechanics. Palmer routinely displays its artistic prowess at statewide Skills USA competitions, statewide art competitions, and the All-State Band and Choir concerts. Some students from Palmer High even go as far as All Northwest for their musical abilities. Student life. Students at Palmer High have a lot of opportunities to engage in activities beyond merely their academics. This week, for instance, Palmer High is jam-packed with exciting activities. All week long, we have a Spirit Week, where students dress up in different ways to earn points for their classes. Then, Friday, we have a pep rally where we honor our current sports teams and extracurricular activities with fun class competitions. Friday night, we have our annual parade and bonfire for homecoming weekend. Then, the next day, our football team plays Nikiski before the homecoming dance. These are just a few of the many events that Homer High students can take part in. As you can see from Mr. Wislowski's presentation, Homer High has top-notch academics. But what else sets us apart? For one, while students continuously demonstrate their academic capabilities, they also participate in many sports and extracurriculars. Learning to balance interests and obligations helps prepare students for life after high school. Part of the reason students are successful at HHS is because they are driven. The faculty here do a good job of incentivizing success. For example, 3 days out of the week, students are given 45 minutes for whatever work they want. This time is called Focus on Learning, or FOL. However, if students keep up their grades and don't have homework, they can play games or even go home if they are upperclassmen. Another HHS graduation requirement is 40 hours of community service. This provides an excellent opportunity for students to give back to their communities while subsequently building their resumes. Students get involved with all kinds of different activities and events for their senior service projects, from tutoring middle schoolers and volunteering at local institutions and businesses, to taking part in the Tustamina 200 or helping coach elementary and middle school sports. Students are always getting involved in some way. Personally, I have 3 friends who after this fall will have 3 full seasons of coaching middle school soccer, and another friend who has put in over 40 hours of volunteering at the Pratt Museum. Homer High is really one of a kind, and while students do great things here, they go on to do so much more thanks to the strong support our school provides. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We now come to a section of our agenda titled Public Presentations and Comment. This would be anyone in the public who wishes to speak on any item that is not on our agenda this evening. We will have an opportunity when we get to the agenda item. So, come on down to the microphone, identify yourself, please, and you will have 3 minutes.
My name is Joy Overson, and I just want to start by saying thank you to all of you up there for your time and energy that you put into our kids. We really appreciate it. I'm here to address the board to request that approved out-of-district students going to McNeil Elementary School be allowed to ride the AM bus to McNeil. And it's my understanding that these buses are currently only at 30% capacity in the morning. It's safer to allow our students to ride the bus, especially during winter conditions. This would also help alleviate the amount of traffic on East End Road during school hours, which helps keep our roads and kids safer. I understand the need to cut buses during a budget crunch. Trust me, we do appreciate that and understand it. I do believe, though, that there should be room to compromise. Being that there's plenty of room on the morning bus, I just ask that you allow our kids to use them. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you hold for questions?
Sure. Is there any questions?
No, I would just let her know that
I've been talking with Pete on that, and there is room in the morning. There's not room in the night.
Right.
So we've been talking about allowing it in the morning, but not at night. But then parents are going to need to know that if it fills up as winter comes and due to that, that if it comes to the point where the out of area are putting the bus over capacity, it may have to be discontinued.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. Anyone else?
Hi there. My name is Teresa Ingebrigtsen. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. I'm also speaking along the same lines as Joy. We have four children, two of which attended McNeil and are now in junior high and high school. We've been a part of the McNeil family for about 7 years. Both of my boys attend. My husband and I are very involved at McNeil. Our business is out east. We go that way a lot, and so we chose that school for smaller class sizes and focus on the arts. I have four very artistic children. We love the school, and we are very involved. My husband's on the site council, and I'm on the community council. So we are happy to incur the extra costs of being a part of a school we're not zoned for. We've made that decision. However, we did lose that bus this morning, and so cost to our family to drive out there twice a week is going to be about $145 a week, and that's a big deal for our family. So I am asking that you allow our kids to ride the morning bus, not to allow more stops or to provide any extra expenses to the bus, but just to allow us to get on at their first stop. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nope.
Guess not. Thanks.
Good evening. My name is Lucas Shapley.
Could you tip that microphone
sure,
up a little bit?
No problem.
There you go.
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Lucas Shapley, and I'm here on behalf of my wife and some of her fellow teachers. My wife isn't a teacher per se, but she works at the middle school. And we have kids that attend West Homer, and those kids currently don't have anything to do after school ends, and my wife is still at work. So for me personally, right now I'm able to fill in the gap for my wife, but I'm not going to be available for much longer as I'm heading back to work. And so my kids are needing something 5 days a week. And right now the only option is to pay. And so we're looking at a cost of an extra $150 to $200 per week to have my kids engaged for about 45 minutes. It's quite a tax hike. We do appreciate you saving $600,000 with the whole busing situation, but it seems to be passed on directly to parents at this point. We are actively looking for solutions and eager and willing to listen to what you guys propose.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Right. My name is Eric Ingebrigtsen. We're well representing the Ingebrigtsen family tonight. So I'm a student site council representative, two students out at McNeil Canyon School. And I just want to reiterate what they've already said about the busing situation at McNeil. It's a big impact to our families, and really the safety factor is a primary concern of mine. And it's putting a tremendous amount more travel on the road, more vehicles on the road that have not had to be there before. And just with our winter conditions and the East End Road, we're concerned about that. So if there is room in the busing plan to accommodate our children, we'd very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, my name is Darcy Mueller. I'm a parent of a West Homer Elementary child. She's 8 years old. And my concern, it's hard financially to come up with the money to do after-school activities because we live far enough away from the bus stop that it's not safe in our neighborhood for her to walk home by herself, or she's not old enough to be by herself yet either to fill the hour gap that I need between when her school ends and when I get off work. So I found after-school activities for her to do, and there are actually a lot of them around. I don't have a way to get her there. I can't leave work to deliver her there. And even I worry about her walking to places. Right now she's walking from West Homer to the Herc building. And it worries me because I can see the road from where I work. And I watch her. I kept watching and watching for her today. And she wasn't passing. There was this huge group that went by. And I was like, where's my daughter? And she didn't show up for another 10 to 15 minutes. And it really made my heart skip a beat because I don't know if she's safe because there is no transportation provided to the after-school activities that have come up to serve our children. And I learned last summer that, you know, any child is at risk for being the victim. She was offended by a pedophile last summer. And I need to know if she's safe, and I need somebody to help me get her from West Homer to after-school activities so that there's supervision and I don't have to worry about something else happening. So I would ask that the district work with parents, work with the schools, and please keep our kids safe, keep my child safe. Any questions?
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Okay. We have two delegations signed up this evening. First would be the Southern Kenai Peninsula Resilience Coalition.
We have some slides coming here. Right. I'd like to say thank you to Mike and the school board for the invitation to be here tonight. Thank you to all of the parents and teachers in the audience. And my name is Hannah Gustafson. I am the mother of two young children here in the district, and I'm also the MAP coordinator. MAP stands for Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships. And it's a coalition of entities within the community, including everyone from the hospital, to the college, to the city. And since its inception in 2008, MAP has been focused on improving community health and completing community health needs assessments. I actually gave Debbie a copy of the most recent assessment, if you guys are interested in getting the data that has been compiled here recently. In these assessments, transportation has continued to be a priority. And as illustrated by the comments from the public here tonight, this is obviously a reality we're facing. So related to this priority, MAP has identified a community focus of increasing family well-being and resiliency. And this is the reason I'm here before you tonight. The Resilience Coalition was a MAP work group, and it's actually the boots on the ground when it comes to increasing family well-being and resiliency. So I would like to introduce Amy Woodruff, who is the Resilience Coalition Coordinator, and she's here to talk about what we mean by resilience and how we can build it through our relationships and interactions.
Thank you, Hannah. So again, I'm Amy Woodruff. I am the coordinator for the Southern Kenai Peninsula Resilience Coalition, and I'm really here to talk about two things, because before we can talk about resilience, we have to talk about ACEs. Some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences. This is just a term that encompasses all of the negative experiences that an individual can have during childhood. And these are really formative times in our lives, and these experiences have a greater effect that can kind of carry on into later life. So if you look on the slide back here, ACEs don't just include things like abuse or neglect, which are sort of the obvious factors, but also having divorce in the household or having a family member who's incarcerated. Now, for any individual, you can sort of tally up the experiences that they've had. So say someone who has had emotional neglect and witnessed physical abuse and had an incarcerated family member, that person would have a score of 3 because of those 3 experiences. And based on an individual's score, you can anticipate certain things about them. Now, maybe it's obvious that a child who's experiencing these things at home would have struggles engaging with their peers in school and focusing in class, and that really is borne out in the data. If you look at this graph, you can see that 3% of students who have 0 ACEs have any learning or behavior problems in school, compared to 52% of students with 4 ACEs. What's maybe not immediately obvious is that these effects can carry on to affect health later in life in ways that are reflected on this slide, increasing a risk of cancer, asthma, and all kinds of negative health effects. But I am not here to be the bearer of terrible news, because resilience is sort of the antidote to ACEs, right? It's building connections in the community and with people that can help us bounce back from these tough times. So I'm going to play a short video about resilience and how we can build it, and then talk about specific things that the school district can do to support more resilient schools and students. Hopefully the video will just play automatically.
Yeah. Resilience is the result of a highly interactive process between individual characteristics in the person and the environment in which that individual has developed.
It's really the counterbalancing of difficult things that may exist in the child's life with positive things that occur within the family, but even positive things that may exist in the community.
An easy way of thinking about resilience is like a scale with a fulcrum in the middle of it. And there are things on both sides of that scale, experiences of both bad things or good things.
Our genes shape where the fulcrum is positioned at the start.
There are certain genes that make a child more sensitive to the effects of maltreatment or parental neglect or witnessing violence.
The fulcrum may start out kind of more towards one side or more towards the other side, and that's going to make a big difference in terms of how much these subsequent events affect things positively or negatively.
Science tells us that experience moves the fulcrum, for better or for worse.
Even though we are born with genes, genes will respond differently to certain environmental situations as opposed to others.
What the genes are actually doing are turning up or turning down the expression of chemicals in circuits in the brain and the circuitry in the entire body that govern our responses to stress, to anxiety, to depressive symptoms.
When positive experiences accumulate and children learn coping skills that help them to manage stress, the fulcrum can slide, so the scale tilts toward positive outcomes more easily. That's what resilience is all about.
There's always an adult, or more than one adult, who is key to providing that relationship that helps to build resilience.
Thank you. So often in a child's life, the first adults that they have this key relationship with will be their parents or their caregivers. But as children become of school age, they spend most of their waking hours outside of the home in schools. And those positive relationships, whether it's with a teacher or a bus driver or a coach, can not just cancel out negative experiences, but actually make them better able to withstand them. So I just want to talk about 2 things that the school district can do to help make schools more trauma-informed, better able to help kids deal with these tough times. And the first is just to train teachers on ACEs and how trauma can show up in the classroom. The Department of Education and Early Development already has an online training that came out this summer. It's just a quick 1-hour training, kind of geared towards teachers, but really open to anyone if anyone wants to learn more about this subject. And I think that that would be a great addition to the teacher training bundle, just to get everyone more aware of this issue and how it could shape their teaching policies and their practice in the classroom. And then the second thing that the borough can do, or the district can do, that it's already doing, at least in one school that I know of, is to support educators in schools that are piloting innovative new approaches to teaching and discipline and just student life in general. So I wanted to highlight Homer Flex, which is doing a lot to make a student-driven school policy to build connections with parents in the community and bringing community members into the school, and then doing restorative justice rather than a kind of a zero-tolerance approach to discipline. And I know that the school district has really worked with them to help them build those policies, and that's great. And if anybody in the community is interested in learning more, I have these little cards with our website and my email where you can get more information. And the school board employees have a little list of resources that are specifically geared towards educators that they can refer to for more information. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Anyone have questions? You covered the subject. Thank you. Interesting. Cape Bay Community Youth and Activities Coalition, Mr. Kurt Leffner.
We have another set of slides being prepared. While we're preparing for this, I have a few statements to say thank you for the opportunity to speak here. And before these slides present, I want to make a few statements as to why we're here. First of all, my grandfather was a World War II Marine and a Golden Gloves boxer. And the many things that he taught me, one of them really stood out in my mind. Words without work is waste. So I'm here to speak about the work and the efforts of the Cape Bay Community Youth Activities Coalition, or simply the Coalition. Guys. We got slides. All right. We'll go without the slides. All right. So my name is Guru Kirby Leffler II. I am the owner and director of KB Martial Athletics and also the head coach of the Elements College Fight Team. I'm here to talk to you not about when I was a gang member, not as a boxing coach, not as a martial artist, not as an NCO. I'm here to talk to you about as a father, a fighter, and a warrior. Here in front of you is my daughter as a kindergartner here in Paul Banks Elementary School. Her and my son are the only blood I have in this world. Now, I'm not here as an angry parent. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to find the best possible solution to serve our children in this community. So I thank you for having me here today. Now, the coalition was created as an opportunity to work alongside the school district and a supportive role to interface with this community, and more importantly, with schools and after-school activities programs. Now, without those opportunities, and similar things like that, I would not be here today, nor would my daughter. I and many other parents in this community are facing a serious problem. The problem is, there is no Boys and Girls Club, there is no community recreation center, no YMCA, and we desperately need one. Now, that is a conversation for borough and government at a later discussion. But in the meantime, this is how we as a community have begun to fill the gap. Over the course of the summer, in response to the school start time and the issue with the busing situation, I and several other organizations, to include business owners, youth organizations, community members, and parents, came together to step forward to provide a solution to the question of after-school activity and care that is available, affordable, and sustainable. And this is what we did. So this is what we did. We created a Facebook page and a website to interface with the community as present here. Okay. Then we held 3 planning meetings over the course of the summer to problem solve, not discuss, but a problem solve, a solution. We created a directory of activities in the community of Homer. We also are creating a map to map out all the participating locations in Homer that are youth and community-minded for after-school activities and community activities. Last, we created an event for sign-ups for after-school activities. And here is a list of all the participating members in this community, to include businesses and all those other organizations that came together over the course of the summer to provide an after-school activities program. Now, we are planning more of these. Now, and more importantly, the coalition is about a safe and healthy community. And with that, and since we all live here, this community must combat the public safety issue of after-school care. We must get beyond the Facebook debate, the witch hunt, and create a solution, get dirty, and follow through. And we must lead. So, as a coalition, the KBE, or at least the coalition itself, will find the way, but we need help. So my suggestion today is a few things. We suggest that support the already existing organizations and activities in this community by somehow allowing students to be dropped off at their assigned activity centers, both nonprofit and for-profit. We also suggest to amend the school bus policy on student drop-off locations to include entities other than licensed daycare facilities, such as businesses. On top of all that, we suggest to interface with the organizations to allow more opportunity for youth participation. And last, let the organizations in this community help with the transportation from campus and also after school locations. Now, we are currently trying to find a way to fund activities for an after school bus. We understand the budget crisis, but we also understand that we can help. We're not here in conflict, we're here in support. So together, I both believe that we can figure a way out. And on top of all that, in closing, another thing my grandfather once told me was, be the river and not the rock and find a way. And I truly believe if the mission is the care of children in the community by providing a safe, affordable, and sustainable program, we can find a way to work together. Any questions?
Questions? Kelly?
What is the best way for concerned parents to get a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page that's listed as KBE Community Youth Activities Coalition. On top of all that, we also have a website that parents can register or find out general information for every organization that is registered with us. There is 20 organizations that's in representation on this slide here. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's not a question. You've done a lot of work with this program, and it seems like you have a nice web that people can contact you through and you can provide services. So I hope that that continues, and it's a really good model for other places as well. So
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Drilled.
Kurt, can you share any information what the estimated cost for an activity bus is?
Yes. So one of the planning meetings that we had over the summer with Apple Bus and the Deputy School District was something about $38,000 to $40,000 a year to run a school bus that could move all students, or something about the size of a school bus, for after-school activities throughout the entire school year, with a minimum of something about 2.5 hours of minimum usage. So our proposal for that, and in our last discussion as a coalition, was that we would rent or have a way to fund a bus to have children dropped off at their after-school activities locations and have parents pick that up. Now, we could do this in the form of community funding, but it's only about $40,000 a year as a cost of a car.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. A couple of items in your information packet I want to draw your attention to. There's an update on enrollment at ABC, Aurora Borealis Charter School, that was requested last year when we went through their charter process to see the options to have more students attend that school. Also in there, in the information packet, is an update to Mr. Woodhead, our Native Education Coordinator, also principal at Chapman, put that together for you as an update, and we hope to have him do a presentation at a meeting sometime this year. And also there was a request on, okay, what school roofs have been completed and over the last few years on that most recent bond. And we did include some information on those projects that have been completed. We are getting some more information on, is there any money left from that project? That's why we did include a few schools beyond what was in the bond. And so we're planning on bringing some more information here in the near future as we make our transition to our new director of planning and operations, Mr. David May. We did hear from the state. They have accepted our FY18 budget. The State Department of Education, that's good news. So they will then look at that again after we have our CAFR completed and moving forward with FY17. Also, the Alaska Challenge Committees are looking to wrap up with another meeting on October 4th. I know Mr. DeVar and Ms. Vatla are a part of that, and so they'll be up in Anchorage coming to some recommendations. A few important dates for you, and I'll put this also in an email to you soon. September 19th is a key communicator meeting at the Challenger Center from 10 to 2. September 20th is Walk Your Kids to School Day. It's not the official one nationwide, but it's the one that Soldotna L, Soldotna Montessori, and Readout formally celebrate. And there's another opportunity that could happen on October 4th. If I hear of other schools participating in that event, I will let you know so that you can participate. Dress warm. It's usually a little chilly. September 27th is our next administrator meeting. It is going to be a combination of calibration in small groups with our administrators at schools, and then updates that will be Skyped to the administrators in the afternoon. You're welcome to participate in that information update. October 2nd is National School Custodian Day, so thank your school custodians. October 3rd is borough elections, a very important election this year, as there appears to be lots of change occurring on the assembly and in the mayor's race. And then October 4th, we heard from Ms. Martin from Representative Seaton's office that will be Representative Seaton's town hall meetings in the Nilchik and then down here in Homer. And then finally, October 16th is our next board meeting, with the 17th being a quarterly report update. That's what I have for you.
Thank you, Mr. Dusick. Questions? Representatives selected by the following: advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
Good evening. I'm David Brighton, president of KPEA. I don't have a whole lot tonight, but I do want to say that the Resilience Coalition, it's a good organization. I've heard from them before. The union had a training involving trauma influences in education by Professor Jilpa Burkhart, who's well known in that field. She presented to us at our spring conference. It was excellent. I think some more training would help our teachers. I don't know exactly when that happens, but it's good information to get out there. So I support that. I think we're off to a good start. I'm anxious to learn more about the Ed Elements program. Heard a lot about that at work sessions today. And Sounds like everything's going pretty well. I know there's a bus issue here in Homer. I hope that's fairly temporary and we can find some good solutions to that. But thank you guys for your hard work. Good evening.
Thank you, Dave.
Hi there, I'm Rachel Sinclair. I'm the new KPESA president. Just first like to thank all of you for your service. I know you have a real hard job, and I don't really have a whole lot tonight. Just thank you for your service. I look forward to working with all the all the members and the staff, district, to try and make it a great place for kids to get the best education possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Anyone else from any of those listed groups? Seeing no one, Superintendent's report, Mr. Ducey.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. First, typically I start with students, but I wanted to start today with probably one of our oldest students, Mr. Holt. Wanted to thank him for all of his service, all that he's done. He's definitely demonstrated excellence here on the school board and has really helped move our district forward. So I really wanted to thank you and congratulate you on a job well done, and I hope you enjoy your retirement with your wife. Thank you.
Thank you.
Currently, a number of students, we are off and running, and they are involved every which way. You just saw a great demonstration tonight by the Homer High Swing Choir. Our kids are making a difference in our community, and something that if you do get a chance, at Nikiski High School on Thursday is the district student council, the borough student council meeting. And they'll spend a lot of time on student voice and being engaged and stepping up and being leaders. And I'm giving a couple of sessions with Mr. Potas on how they can contribute to help improve the school district. So at the October meeting after that one, after the borough student council meeting, we will have a new student representative. So I'm real excited about that. Staff, I just wanted to really thank our school secretaries and staff at all of our schools as we've transitioned here to a new bus contractor. Okay, we've had some communication issues, we've had some delays, we've had some things come up, and our secretaries, especially here in the Homer area, have gone above and beyond to ensure that our students are arriving to school safely, communicating with parents, and getting our students home. And I can't thank them enough for the time and effort they put in to work with our parents as we are continuing to get better and better with this transportation, because there's been some significant changes here at Homer, and I appreciate our parents' patience. I encourage those parents that have kind of seen how we worked out the kinks by getting their kids to school, by driving them, to get back on the bus and take advantage of that. And I think we're on the way. I appreciate the hard work, though, that our schools have done to get this thing on the right track. As a district, like I said, we are moving forward. We talked a lot today about personalized learning and what that is. And really, as I had said, this is something that pretty much every educator has tried to do as long as I've been in education, which is meet the needs of an individual child when they need it and how they need it. Technology now is very helpful in that regard, and we're very focused on that. I appreciate Mr. Brighton's support also and also all of the staff that's involved. Every one of our schools has a leadership team that is helping with this and move it forward. As far as I go, over the last month I participated in 6 different site council meetings, and there's going to be several more over the next month. So I won't be able to get to every single one here in the next few weeks, but at some point this year I do plan on attending at least one site council meeting at every school. I've completed 13 administrator evaluation pre-conferences, and there's 3 more coming up this week. Very excited, because this is the evaluation component where individual goals are set, and there's a lot of ownership in what's happening with this particular process with the administrators, kind of like what we're hoping for with students. Last week I was able to attend the Kenai-Soldotna Joint Chamber Mayor's Forum, And this week on the 13th, there will be another joint Kenai-Soldotna Chamber Assembly Candidate Forum over at the Sports Center in Soldotna. Tomorrow I'm hoping to visit Manuel Port Graham and Susan Beebe, but the wind has to calm down significantly. It's an awful small plane, and Mr. Kelly and I probably, we would like the weather to get better. Anyway, Thursday, again, is the Nikiski Middle School Leadership Workshop and Student Council Meeting. And then that night, I'm hoping to attend the Seward Site Council Meeting, which brings me to the ASA, the Superintendents Association, has their conference in Seward this year from September 20th to the 23rd. Lots of excellent professional learning available. It's also where superintendents work on their position statements, which I like to recommend what our board and we support. And typically that's what happens. And then finally, I will be presenting down on October 4th. I will be presenting to the Kenai-Soldotna Joint Chamber meeting, and then October 5th I'll be back here presenting to the Homer Rotary, in case you are available and looking to hear me talk some more. That is what I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dusick. Questions? Seeing none, we're at board reports. Anytime board members are officially representing the board. Mr. Rill.
I'd like to report that I attended multiple schools on opening day. I visited Fall Banks Elementary, Big Fire League Academy, West Homer Elementary, Homer Middle School, Homer Flat, and Homer High School. I also attended the site council meeting on Tuesday, September 5th. At Homer High School and another one at West Homer Elementary.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Anyone else? Ms. Bob.
Yes, on 8/17, I went to the teacher in service up at Skyview Middle School, where they were working on the personalized learning, and the Wave 1 schools were up, or a section of Wave 1 schools were up there. It was really exciting. They were really well organized. Sheila Margaret Potest, Sarge Tuesdale, and Jill Dufluff, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, did an exceptional job. It was really, really, really exciting. I look forward to the personalized education that we're working on and working with Ed Elements, and I'm excited about Wave 2 and Wave 3 schools coming in place. And on 8/25, I went over to Seward, and we had a governance handbook meeting, Lynn Hole and Sean Dusick and myself. And then on August 29th, I was part of the education, or I am part of the governor's education challenge, the student learning section, and we were on a three-hour conference that day with administrators and legislators and students and parents. And It's really an exciting opportunity that is being placed before us, and I'm humbled that I'm on that committee, and I look forward to the work that comes out of that transformational group. And on my way down here today, I made a couple of quick visits, one to the Nilchik School and one to Chapman School, and they were very quick, probably maybe 15, 20 minutes at the Nilchik and probably only 10 or 15 at Chapman, and I hope to get down to Homer one of these days early enough in the day that I can visit some places down here if I call you early enough. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Vodna. Anyone else? Mr. Kelly.
I was able to attend first day of school briefly here at Homer High School as I dropped off my incoming freshman, and also out of McNeil Canyon Elementary. On August 17th, I also attended the in-service for the Wave 2 schools. I did that at Paul Banks Elementary. And then on September 5th, attended the Homer High School Site Council meeting.
Mr. Kinbar?
Thank you. I visit Mountain View Elementary School almost every day since that's because I take a 6-year-old in. But I did want to follow up on Penny Vodla's state's education challenge. I also sit on that. There's been I think, 5 meetings all summer long. I've made every one of them and participated in those. And we do have our final meeting, all the groups, on October 4th, where we meet all together in person again. And I'm excited also to see what all the different groups, there's 5 different groups, come out with recommendations for both the legislature and the governor, as well as primarily the Board of Education. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. DeBart. Anyone else? Ms. Gaskmore.
I attended the Mountain View Site-Based Council for their first meeting of the year. I also attended the Kaleidoscope Back-to-School Barbecue this year.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Okay. Committee reports. Who met this afternoon? Castmore?
Policy committee met today and discussed a number of issues, including an issue related to student meals and what happens when a student doesn't have enough money on their account to pay for meals. We had a good discussion about it and moved it forward.
And information, Mr. DeBar, you met this afternoon?
Yes, thank you. We will be on the same topics for all the way through October and possibly the November meeting on some, but we're going to be going over our Alaska State School Board Association resolutions and determining there's some that sunset, and they've recommended to reinstitute those resolutions, and we'll go through so that we're prepared or knowledgeable of all those resolutions, hopefully. The other thing that will be coming up is we will be setting our state and federal priorities for the year, and those are normally joined with the boroughs and shared at that point with the state legislature and our federal legislation. And so those will be coming up for a vote at our next meeting and the following meeting, I believe. Thank you.
Any other committee reports? Mr. Kelly?
On August 24th, the Finance Committee met with remote participation from Homer Middle School and Seward, and also Readout Conference Room. We discussed fiscal plan and timeline, also reviewed with administration the supply materials and media expenditures. And then the Finance Committee met again today, and we reviewed and passed modifications to the committee charge, as well as heard a presentation from the administration on travel expenditures.
Okay, Ms. Mama.
We had a committee meeting today for the governance handbook, and we set up our 2 upcoming dates, October 2nd and November 7th, for additional meetings. And basically what we went over today were the categories that are currently listed as we are rewriting our new handbook, and we're soliciting either a thumbs up or a thumbs down from the rest of the school board. The intention of doing this is to make a handbook that when a new board member or a current board member has a question and they need a quick reference, that they'll have a handbook that actually will have more of a guidance to it. So that's what we did today, and hopefully we'll have it ready soon. Thank you.
Soon.
Oh, and actually, the key communicators in the information committee, because I'm on that committee and not the chair, is going to be held September 19th at the Challenger Learning Center. So that's a pretty important thing. It really helps people come together and make our educational system a better system and bring groups together. So.
Okay. Thank you, folks. Board work session report this afternoon. The board was in work sessions reviewing policy for one, review of Alaska Association of School Board resolutions and legislative priorities. Work session was held on the budget process for this coming year, on strategic plan actions envisioned for the coming years, a review of personalized learning and an update on where that all stands, and an update on the governance handbook, as Ms. Fodler just related. We at everyone who was here in those work sessions. We're down now to item 10, Consent Agenda. This is a section of our agenda where we deal with several items at one time. Currently under discussion will be item 10B, resignations, 10C, 2017 and 18, new teacher contracts. Please note that is a revised item. The revision is on the table in the back. 10D, 2718, new administrator contracts, 10E, 2017-18, tentative non-tenure teacher contracts, F, leave of absence request support, G, AR 3550, student nutrition services charge policy, H, information committee charge revision, I, finance committee charge revision, and J, AASB, board of directors nomination. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of those items that I just listed? This would be your moment. Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Holt, this is your last meeting.
Okay, I move
give it to us.
Okay. I move approval of consent agenda items 10 B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I.
Second, we question item consent.
And J.
And J. Second, and request unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. DeMar. Mr. Kelly.
I move to postpone item 10G.
Yep. You just want to pull it.
I move to pull item 10G.
You don't need to move. All you need to do is pull it.
Let's pull item 10G.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. We have before us items 10B through F and H through J. Is there further discussion? Ms. Hole.
I just wanted to comment that it was wonderful to see a Seward, William H. Seward Elementary graduate alumni and Seward Middle High alumni be hired back at Seward Elementary. I love it when we grow our own.
And that is a nice thing, yes.
It's wonderful. And I also wanted to thank Penny for her year of hard work with the ASB, and I appreciate her selfishly, unselfishly giving her time.
All right, items A through F, H through J, is there any objection? Seeing no objection, those items are approved. Mr. Kelly, item 10G.
Now I can move to postpone item 10G. AR 3550, student nutrition services change policy for further discussion at the next work session.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull.
Request unanimous consent.
I have a request for unanimous consent. Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, the item will be postponed. It will show up on our next agenda. Action item 11A, KPBSD Elementary and Middle School Health Lessons, HB 156, Sexual Education and Human Reproduction. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Ilg.
I'd like to make the motion to approve action item A.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Are you whispering for a reason? Are you embarrassed?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. That's what we like. Is there discussion? Is there
question?
Objection?
Question.
Seeing no objection, we will. Motion is approved. All right, we're back to another public presentation section. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak on any item? Anything you want to talk about? You've been saving up all evening. This is your moment.
Thank you. I want to thank you all for your service and for coming down to Homer. And I also want to thank our local representatives for how much more often you make the trip the other way. My name is Jenny Espenshade. First comments are as the what I get paid to do. I'm the director of the Kenai Peninsula Youth Court, and for some 20 years now, this district has been an essential partner for our agency. We have offices and do classes in Kenai, Homer, and Vosnesenka at the head of the bay. We also have the youngest youth court in the state and maybe the nation with our school court at West Homer and Fireweed. So none of that would be possible without the cooperation of the school district and your teachers and administrators. The next hat I'll wear is in support of the Activities Coalition. Youth Court is a member of that coalition. And you could tell from the presenter, Kurt, he's a man of action, and he's inspiring that in all of us. I'd also refer you to an article, and I can send you the link. There's an article about Iceland and its national approach and solution to youth, substance abuse, and suicide. And it's based on activities, not just athletic, not just recreational, but anything kids are passionate about. And when you look at Kurt's slide with all the diverse groups working together in Homer, it really will resonate with that article about the Iceland model and the dramatic impact it had on youth suicide rates and substance abuse. And then my final hat is someone working in Homer as a volunteer at the syringe exchange in Homer. And I thought it was on your agenda, but I didn't see it today, about helping your nurses provide Narcan. Yes, 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 please. We take data from our participants, and one of the questions we ask is at what age, or we ask how long they've been using, and we can extrapolate at what age they started using. And it's alarming how young many of those participants started using, and many, many, many of them are from our community. So anything you can do, and I'd be glad to give you information about why I say that. The email address for the exchange is homerexchange@gmail.com, and I really will share information with you. Any questions?
Questions? Mr. Rilke.
It's not a question, but just wanted to let you know we discussed the Narcan grant during the board work session.
Great. Thanks.
Anyone else? Seeing no one? Board comments, Mr. Rilke. Did I forget something, Mr.
What's
producer?
That, board comments? Yeah,
oh,
I have something.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Don't try to get ahead of me here. We have a first reading of policy revisions. That would be Board Policy 3100. Copies of that document are on the table. If you haven't seen them already, I will provide an opportunity for members of the public if you wish to speak to this item. No active action will be taken on it this evening. It will be taken up at the next meeting, but this is your opportunity. Seeing no one, is there any board comment on this? Mr. Castmore.
I just wanted to reiterate that the changes that you're seeing here come from our attorney. There was concern that using the word hearing had a special connotation that was different than the word an opportunity or other things. So it may appear that we're trying to hide or to reduce the number of times that the public has input, when in reality that is not the case. The public has numerous times to give input on this. Like I say, we're simply clarifying the word hearing and making it to public forums instead.
Anyone else? Okay. Board comments, Mr. Hill.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by say thanks for having the meeting in Homer. Commute, pretty easy. Thank you to Homer High School for your presentation, Mr. Wachowski, and of course the wonderful choir, always amazing. I want to thank Kurt Leffner for his presentation and his work with the Coalition. Hannah Gustafson with the Resiliency Coalition. And it's a great segue. Today is 9/11, Patriot Day, and that is a tremendous reminder of the resiliency in our country, in our state, in our people. I'd like to acknowledge Bill Holt for his service on the school board, and thanks for all he's provided us through his participation and his support for education, trails, recreation, and education in general. I too want to acknowledge the secretaries, the administrators, and the teachers regarding the busing and scheduling changes. It has been difficult down in the Southern Peninsula, and I've received a lot of phone calls, a lot of inquiries, and please be patient with us. Do know that I am also a parent as well, and we're going to find the solution, not just the school board, but as a community. We're going to find ways to make it work so that we're all of our children are safe and they're able to be where they need to be. And I think that's it. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Ms. Hall.
I neglected to mention I attended the SWIR PTA meeting. I also attended the first National Swiss Day in SWIR, which was fun. I want to thank Kyle Schneider for bringing the Homer Swim Choir. I love it when we have music at our meetings, and thank you. And we still miss Kyle in SWIR, but I get to see him once in a while when I come to Homer. I want to thank Jenny Martin for extending Paul Seaton's invitation to the town hall meetings. I hope a lot of people go and learn about what's ahead of us as far as state finances and possibly that next session. And I want to thank whoever provided our meal tonight, whatever fundraising, whatever we supported. I wasn't sure, I didn't hear, but it was a wonderful Mexican meal that we had tonight. I appreciate groups from the Homer community coming out and the parents that came out. It's really important that we hear from the different sections of the community, of the peninsula. Thank you.
Mr. Kelly?
Well, I want to first say that I appreciate all the hard work of all the organizations that contribute to solutions and issues we have here in Homer. They really help with quality of life that we enjoy. From MAP to the Resilience Coalition, KBA Community Coalition, the Rec Room does an awesome job as well. And I know that busing has been a challenge here on the Lower Peninsula. I do also appreciate everybody's patience as we work to find different solutions. And I appreciate some of the flexibility we're being afforded as well when it comes to transportation, where there is room on a bus for kids to jump on and go. So I hope that we can continue to have flexibility and help out when we can. I want to thank Bill for his contributions over the years to the school board. It's been pretty awesome to see, and you're quite the role model.
Ms. Kessmore.
No comment. Thank you.
Mr. Navarre.
Thank you. I, too, want to thank Homer for their hospitality, and it's always fun. I'm glad that the district does have that policy that we travel one time at least down to the Homer and to Seward. So it's great. It gives us an opportunity to visit the schools while we're down here, and also to engage with the students that performed for us today. So that was great. My last closing comment is for Bill. And for the most part, since I've been here, I've sat next to him, and I'm still sitting next to him tonight. More than that, more than his service to the school board, which has just been super, it's his service to the whole borough and the role he took, especially with Tosheshe Trails, and gave a number of kids world-class opportunity to excel in there, exercise, stay healthy, and, you know, you look back and, you know, you say if you make a difference in a kid's life, you really made a difference, and you've made a difference in a lot of kids' lives and in the quality of life for all of us in the world. So thank you for what you have done. You continue to do. Your service at the school board is over as of tonight for the most part, but I wish you all the best, and thanks again.
Ms. Bungle.
Yes, thank you. I would like to thank the community of Homer for hosting the meeting tonight, for the delegations that came out and expressed your feelings about the busing and the wonderful things you're doing it down here, getting programs and activities going for students. I'd like to thank KPEA and KPESA. I can't see you because the light's so bright, but thank you for always showing up and for the hard work that you do. Oh, there you guys are. For the hard work that you do and your communication efforts. I really appreciate that. I would like to thank Mr. Wachowski. I hope I pronounced that right. And for your presentation and the data, I really appreciate that because I like to see things. And the swing choir was wonderful, and your student president, I don't know if he's still here, but he did an excellent job. And I would like to, I really enjoyed the, not that I don't always enjoy them, but I really enjoyed some of the information that we garnered today in our different committee meetings that we attended and the work sessions. I think it was informative and gave us a really good perspective that we're starting the year out nicely. We have a lot of things in place, and we have a lot of things that we're continuing to do to always improve the quality of education in our schools. And I like that on the part of everybody who did those presentations. And Mr. Potts, especially, I don't know if he's still here. He might be. He's gone? Oh, he's right here? Okay. So I really loved your work session, and I appreciate all the work you've put in the ed elements and the personalized learning, and I know it'll be a better place because of all of that. And Bill, I have a lot to say, but I only have a minute. So you've made an incredible difference. I have really listened, and I really like that. And I know that everybody on the board doesn't always agree, but I think you bring a really fresh, you have brought a really fresh perspective, and you're eager to learn more, and you have really good comments that make a difference. So thank you for all you do on the community, for the community, and I've enjoyed attending some of the conferences and things with you and the excitement that we would have together when we talk about something we attended. So thank you as a friend, and thank you as a person who I have admiration for. And if you want the Van Gogh, I do have it at home. It's not quite finished.
Mr. Holt.
We've been talking for quite a while about personalized learning and moving to personalized learning models. Mr. Potts has been presenting things to us. Mr. O'Brien's worked on that a lot. And I've been thinking today, as I sit here at my last school board meeting, about personalized learning and personalized thinking and personalized way of looking at the world. And I'm looking at everybody sitting at this table right now and realizing that there's a lot of different ways of thinking about things at this table, a lot of different ways of looking at things at this table, and I think it's a real honor to realize that even though Mr. Castamore and Mr. Navarre do not think alike, they still manage to bring things together, and even though I don't think like Mr. Arness or Mrs. Vodla or Mr. Kelly and Vice and all down the line, I think we all have really personalized ways of looking at things. I think it's wonderful the way that we've come together, despite our differences, a way of looking at things, really showing a lot of respect for each other and finding ways to move forward. And I think we've always done that. And it's a real honor, and it's a real gratifying thing to me to know that it's not just the kids that need personalized learning. I think it's we as adults do too, and I think that we've all experienced that here. So I'd like to thank everybody at this table for the help that they've given me, Mr. Jones, Mr. Brian, Mr. Dusick, Mr. Ilg, Lynn, Zen, and Dan, Pam, Penny, Joe, and Debbie. Debbie is, of course, really the glue that's held this array together here. So I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody who's not sitting at this table, who's been really supportive of what we do as a school board, and really thank the students, all the teachers in the district, and thank everybody. And it's been a real wonderful experience. And thank you all for giving me the chance to do this. And good luck, Debbie.
I always get the last shot. I would say something nice about Bill, but I think enough has been said. I'm afraid I would have a hard time maybe holding my dinner if I tried to ladle it on any thicker than it already has been. Bill's a heck of a nice guy, and he's done a great job on the board. I think that's enough said. For those who don't know, Bill's replacement is sitting right here. This would be Debbie Carey from Nanilchik, as a matter of fact. Almost the homeroid. All right. Thank you, Homer. It was a great day for a drive down. It's been beautiful down here, as it only can be in Homer. And we appreciate the hospitality. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your efforts this evening getting through this agenda. We'll see you again. And having no other business to transact, adjourn. Thank you for coming out. See, I can't talk to my left ear because I can't hear on my left side.